The Bert Show.
John Gerard here is from 11 Live. This is Community!
Without the vest, but nobody can see anyway.
So. I know, that's weird. It's a little Clark Kentish. Like, I mean, just because he had glasses on, nobody could tell. He wasn't Superman.
You know what? I used to make fun of that, but it's the craziest thing. If I've got that vest on, I mean, people are spotting me left and right. I take it off. I can walk down the street unaffected completely. So it works that way. Yeah.
If you haven't seen the segment on 11 Alive, I was just talking to John about it. He could not have picked a better city to do a segment like this on.
Yeah, it's
definitely
true.
There's so many problems out there. I get so much email from people. I kind of feel bad because we're helping people, but there's such a need that I feel like we can't get to everyone, you know?
Of course.
It's been tremendously successful, very popular, and keep sending the emails in, and I'll keep fixing your potholes.
Do you prefer it? Because I don't know if I feel comfortable calling you John. Like, commuter?
It's commuter dude.
Yeah, I've kind of taken on this alter ego, I guess. I am commuter dude now, yeah.
So what do you prefer that we call you?
Dude, John, commuter dude. I answer to almost anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most significant problem that you've helped fix already?
You know, there are a lot of people right now there's huge craters all over the city. I know you've seen these things. People are hitting them, they're blowing tires, they're bending rims. So it's kind of a small thing, but at the same time, when it costs you $500, $600, $700, mm-hmm. you know, to get your car fixed, that's a big deal. So I'm in the process now of trying to help people get some of that money back on these potholes and craters that have been reported, mm-hmm. and so filing damage claims. So even though it's kind of an individual problem, it's a citywide thing, and I think it's hurting people in the wallet, and that's really impactful, especially this time of year.
So is the segment really have two definitions then? People can email you and tell you where, like, these potholes are, where mm-hmm. there are bad road signs, and the second part of it is asking you for help to try to get some cash back?
Yeah, and you know, that just kind of evolved. I mean, we didn't really know completely what this job was going to be like when mm-hmm. I started. We were all kind of developing it. So it was, yeah, just help people with their traffic problems. But then they start emailing me and calling me saying, hey, I'm out $400. Can you help me? So it has quickly kind of evolved into this, me being kind of a consumer advocate for all things traffic and helping people put a few bucks back in their wallet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever had their car damaged from these steel plates that they put over
the
house?
Yes. I want to ask about that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm fascinated by that.
I did a segment on that. Guy blew out his tire, and mm-hmm. he's in the process right now filing a damage claim with the city, and we shot a segment on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the law on that? Because I know there was one on Windsor Parkway for a while where the steel plate had separated a little bit from the hole.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't huge. I mean, you couldn't drive over it and lose your tire directly into it, but it was getting there.
You gotta be careful because those holes, you know, they're portals to hell.
Never seen that again.
That's the seventh gate to hell.
Or it sends you straight to China. And it's just really weird how that happens.
Like, as soon as you see separation, are you supposed to call? Or is there a certain amount of separation that is safe?
Well, you know, I mean, when the trucks and big cars hit those things, they move. That's just mm-hmm. the nature. There should be a better way to do that steel plate thing, but there isn't. So we're kind of stuck with what we have. But yeah, as soon as you see those things separating, a lot of people are on their phones, too. They're talking. They're not mm-hmm. really paying attention. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, slam, they're in it. So you just got to be aware out there and keep your head up.
Can I ask Commuter Dude a clarification question?
Yeah, he's right next to you.
Okay. Well, I just wasn't sure if we were going straight to the email or not. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to want to turn to your left.
Hold on, remember
what we told you. Yeah. Speak confidently and look him in the eyes.
Got it.
He's standing right there.
I'm nervous. It's Commuter Dude. Okay, so my question is Atlantic Station.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do not understand how you're supposed to turn right into Atlantic Station with all those bus lanes.
Yeah.
They have like the HOV lane, the regular people lane if you're in the car by yourself, mm-hmm. and then there's the bus lane mm-hmm. on the right.
It's tricky.
So how do I turn to go shopping or to the movie theater? Do I cut off a bus?
You close your eyes and go, Jen.
I didn't say that. What I do.
I didn't
that's
say you close your eyes and you say a little prayer and you go.
Yeah, that's what I do. Because I don't know what the right thing to do. Do you get over into the bus lane and then turn, or do you just... I don't know. It just seems confusing.
You know what? And I'm not an expert on the legal aspect of a lot of things. I'm still learning, too. This is my first commuter dude-esque type job. I've been a reporter all my life. But, I mean, I think you got to use common sense out there. If you're going to be merging over to the right, even though it is a bus lane, you got to look around and take your time and make that merge.
Okay.
You can't wait till the last set. You can't be in the center lane taking a right.
Right. Okay.
I don't.
It's all really confusing, though.
Yeah.
Don't go
confusing.
To Atlantic Station. Just go see a movie somewhere else. I think it's the answer to that question.
All right. Commuter Dude emailed us and found himself in a weird situation.
Oh, man.
One of these weird Facebook situations where you think you're doing the right thing, but then... And it may be received the wrong way, and then all of a sudden you look like the creeper and you're not really sure if you did the right thing or not.
It was definitely received the wrong way, I can tell you that. I feel good about what I did, though, because I'm a little bit unconventional by nature. I don't usually kind of follow the rules. Even if it doesn't work out for me perfectly, I'm kind of fine walking my own line. But anyway, I was invited to a party by a coworker. She invited a group of us. Couldn't go to the party, but the next day she had pictures posted on Facebook, so I checked them out. And I saw in one of the pictures a really cute girl that I wanted to know more about. So I asked
commuter
my coworker.
Dudette, potential commuter dudette.
Right? Commuter chick, I like to call her. Okay. Okay. So I'm like, wow, this girl's really cute. So I asked my coworker, can you get the info so I can find out about her? She comes back with a name. I look this girl up on Facebook. And because I'm a little bit unconventional, I just message her out of the blue. And I say, hey, I was supposed to go to that party. I didn't. I think you're cute. I wish I went. It looked like fun.
All right, so let's just define this. Like, you're not dropping somebody's name that might be sort of an ambassador between you and commuter chick.
I will. I mean, I've got fake names worked up for all those guys, so we're cool. My coworker, I'm calling Bonnie.
Okay.
Okay, her mutual friend is Jenny, and then the girl I was trying to reach was Cindy.
Okay.
So Bonnie and Jenny are friends, and then Cindy is a friend of Jenny's, gotcha. And I'm a friend of Bonnie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's how I presented it in the email. I'm like, hey, I'm a friend of Bonnie. I work at 11
Live. So it wasn't a total stranger thing.
Right. I know. I was supposed to be at that party, too, and that's the thing.
And he's dropping names, so it's not a complete
sure.
stranger.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could even read the email verbatim if
yeah.
you were
do
interested.
That.
Okay.
Well, let me do that, and let's take it line by line.
Okay. Okay. Oh, we're going to break it down.
We're going to break it down okay. and define, all right?
All right?
Because in his mind, he didn't say anything that was commuter creepy related.
Okay.
Right. But you guys might, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, and I need your honest opinion on this. But again, okay. I mean, I am a little bit unconventional, so I would rather approach somebody in a way that's kind of bold and daring.
But you guys have to play the part of the girl that's getting the email.
So we're Cindy.
Okay.
She doesn't yeah. know that you're bold and unconventional.
Okay.
All she has is the email.
All right.
Okay. So as women, let's break it down.
All okay. right.
I'm not including myself
say,
in there.
Bert, yes. As a little sorority in here, let's do this together.
Hey, a technical question before you even read this. Are you wearing the orange vest in your Facebook profile picture?
I have that picture somewhere on my page.
But it's not the profile
no,
picture.
It is not.
Okay. Are you wearing clothes in your profile
no, I'm
picture.
Completely naked.
All right.
With the
which
vest
I don't
on.
See anything wrong with that.
He's unconventional and bold.
I am unconventional and daring.
All right. It says this. Hi. I can say her name, right?
It's I've Cindy. Already put the fake names in
okay.
here. Well, here's a copy with the
fake name version.
Yeah.
Hi, Cindy. My name is John Gerard.
That's a real name, by the way.
And I work with Bonnie, a friend of Jenny at 11 Alive. Bonnie invited me to the white trash party on Friday.
I don't know that we needed to say that, but okay.
Okay.
No, those are fun
there's
parties.
There's plenty of white trash parties around.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
all
lots
right.
of them.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I couldn't go. Afterwards, when looking at the pics, I regretted missing it for two reasons. One, it looked like a blast. Here we go.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, because I just...
Down the rabbit hole.
Approaching... Creeper Avenue.
Don't influence
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, okay.
Well, here's my question, though, because you called it a white trash party. Was it a legitimate, was that the theme of the party, or did you evaluate that after seeing
oh,
the
gosh.
Pictures?
That's just how I was going to
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
That's just my nature, so that's how I
maybe
was
maybe that's
show
what she was
up.
Offended
that's
by. It wasn't a white trash
yeah.
party.
Maybe it was at her house.
She's
and
like,
it was...
I wear jean shorts all the time. I'll appreciate that. As a Gator family, absolutely.
So he says, I regretted missing it for two reasons. One, it looked like a blast, and two, I saw you in one of the shots. So I asked Bonnie to find out your name so I could message you and ask about your situation. Again, I hope this isn't too weird and creepy. If it is, no worries. Just ignore it. And here's the offensive part, the little smiley face.
I know.
Yeah.
That's where
yeah, you can't leave
so
smiley faces.
People... smiley and then that's it?
Yeah, then a little smiley and then John.
Pretty tame, right?
So what'd she do?
Yeah, pretty tame.
I wouldn't have been offended by that.
Okay, well, here's no what... way. I mean, everyone knows that proper Facebook etiquette is if you're not interested, you just ignore it, right?
Right.
Ideally, you'd love to get a little message back that says, thanks, not interested, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not interested, ignore it.
Right.
I think
fine.
That's proper
sure.
Facebook etiquette.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
She blocked me.
Oof.
She blocked me. From
how
being
can
able
you tell
to
the
see,
difference?
You're
well, here's what happened. I was checking through my sent folders on an unrelated topic, and I happened to look and browse that email, and I saw that her picture was gone. That's kind of odd. And then the name that was hyperlinked, that was gone too. And I was talking to a friend. I'm like, I think Facebook is broken because I emailed this girl, and her picture's gone, and the hyperlink's gone.
Dude,
they're like,
it's not Facebook
dude.
That's broken. It's your heart.
Well, that is true, Jeff. Oh, my God. I didn't think he was going to be able to get to me so easily, but that's Jeff for you. So anyway, I'm like, and he's like, no, dude, she blocked you. If the picture's gone, the hyperlink's gone, she blocked you. And I'm like, wow. That is from that note she blocked me. It seemed like it was overtly hostile.
Here's the thing: is that you don't know
hostile
what her
hostile or well, just defensive on
you,
her.
You don't
part.
Know what her history is. Like maybe she's had to deal with like email creepers before.
Maybe
that's what
maybe.
I thought.
And she's just playing it really, really conservative because based on my feminine opinion, there's not a lot. There's nothing in here really that's
no,
offensive.
Because
you
reference
like
friends.
It's yeah. I think it's flattering.
Yeah. I think. That your friend, either your friend or your friend of a friend, sold you out.
In what,
do you
way?
Mean?
I
the
think
Bonnie or
yeah,
the
I think what's the name of the girl that you messaged? The name
you
gave
Cindy.
Cindy. I think Cindy went back and did a little recon and went back to either your coworker or the coworker's friend. I was like, "What's up with this John dude?" And they're like, I mean, he's nice enough, but he's weird.
He's bold.
Yeah,
and
no,
he's unconventional.
Weird.
I think she
like
said
weird.
Bold.
Odd.
I know,
it.
But even then, still, is that worthy of a block? And that was pretty much the question I wanted to ask you guys. Was that block worthy?
Well, it depends. I mean, if Jeff's scenario in his head is true and she goes to get a scouting report from the one person that knows the both of you
right.
and you don't get a really passing grade.
So this is Bonnie's fault is what
could
you're saying.
Be Bonnie.
She's listening right
well,
now, Bonnie.
I see that what you're saying, but if you only sent that one message,
yeah.
That's not worth blocking. Like no. The only people I've ever blocked are like random, you know, X-rated spam crap mm-hmm. that has come through. I've blocked that. And the only person I've ever defriended was a friend in the past where there was drama and they kept messaging
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I've tried to ignore you and you're not getting the hint. So I defriended them. But just yeah. one, I don't understand that.
And that's how I'm one and out. If I don't get a response,
sure.
I'm done, you know, because
yeah.
why bother?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
I would say that the only part of the email that I would change is when you use the word creepy. There's no reason to use that word in there at all.
I hope this isn't too
you know,
weird and
like I think you could
creepy.
Say, I think you say, I hope this isn't inappropriate.
Yeah.
And that would have been it. But I think maybe her
using
red flag
creepy?
Went off because you said weird and creepy.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm.
you were trying not to be. And like, I don't know, just using those words might have flagged it.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly wouldn't have been
block word.
Block
word.
Not worth a book block.
Hey, Lori, good morning. You're on Q100.
I just had a little advice. I think instead of writing like this whole long paragraph, I think he should have just been like, hey, what's up? You know, I was supposed to go to that party, but I didn't, and I saw your picture. I think you're cute, but I don't know. I just think he like explained himself too much and was like, I didn't go. Number one, it looked like a blast. Number two, I saw you were there. I don't know. It was just like a little too much detail. I think if he would have been more brief, then she would have been like, okay, sounds good.
I like that you dropped a couple of names that she knows, too.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, but still, I think the issue is whether he should have been blocked.
Well, and too brief to me would be like he's cruising.
Or
I think it's better
than
yeah. there was a little more meat yeah. to the message because it was just tailored to her. If it was like, hey, baby, you're cute. What's up? Sorry I missed the party. It's like you could have sent that to every single person
right.
in all of the pictures.
Well,
you know?
I did. No, I did. I'm just kidding.
All right, just one more piece of advice on this. Hey, Christina, good morning. You're on with Commuter Dude.
Good morning. I just wanted to say the one thing that would turn me off about that email is him saying, what's your situation?
Okay.
I think he could have said it a little bit, you know, nicer than what's your situation.
I love that your listeners are editing me. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's great.
You came to the table, man.
That's why I'm here.
Do you think she got all excited for a quick second thinking you were Mark Arum? And then when she realized you were?
No, I think she thought I was Jim Basile and was excited. And then when she realized that wasn't Jim Basile, it all went straight to hell.
Check out Commuter Dude on 11 Alive. When are you on?
In the morning, 6:15 to 6:30. Kind of depends on what's going on that day and when, you know, we can get
our
you guys on.
Our segment follows him every single day.
Yeah.
We're on right
after. We're either before or after. We're kind of in the same ballpark, though.
Okay, or you can always email Commuter Dude at 11 Alive as well and tell him where all the potholes are.
Yeah, but I might block you. If you email me, I may block you.
Hey, The Bird Show.